continuing our conversation with Farmer Greg on fruit trees. You know, you were talking at the beginning of last segment about, you know, why trees are your favorite and the amount that they produce for you. St. Mary's Food Bank now is taking fruit donations if you've got extra on your trees. If you have lemon trees, you know that they produce so much more than you can possibly consume as one person. Well, you can donate that now to St. Mary's Food Bank, who makes sure that then it gets turned around and provided to somebody who needs it. But Greg, you have a lot of talking points here on other things you've learned over the years that, you know, you're going to help educate and our listeners, because your goal is to help people grow, and so we become our own,
you know, grocery store,
our own grocery store, own independent community.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my goal is that between now and when I die, and I get to turn 60 this year, and my goal between now and when I die is that we make Phoenix into a food secure place, which means we're growing, and I know this is a huge goal, all of our own food here in Phoenix. You know, maybe a pipe dream. Well, okay, come and pipe dream with me and let's all grow food in our yards.
I don't remember the exact quote, but there's one that said, you know, the problem isn't that that we're setting our goals too high, it's that we're setting them too low and we reach them. And then
right.
You got to set them higher so you always have that drive going.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then that's kind of what gets me up in the morning every day. So there, we covered several extreme tree care planting methods. I've got a couple more that we need to touch on here in the next few minutes. And gopher baskets. If you have gophers in your yard, your gophers will do away with your trees. There's a super simple fix. We have gopher baskets. I'm sure, you know, you can get them online, or you just go to a hardware store and get hardware cloth or chicken wire and line your planting hole with chicken wire. And it has to be the smaller holes. If you get the big hole chicken wire, the gophers can still get through. So that use the smaller hole and you just line the entire hole with metal chicken wire. Then what happens is the tree gets established. And over the course of the next 4 or 5 years, the chicken wire or the hardware cloth rusts away, and you're good to go. So if you have gophers, you're going to need to put in gopher baskets.
And this is before you're planting. If you already have trees planted and you have gophers now, this isn't what we're talking about. This is where we're identifying that we're going to plant. There's all these gopher holes. Once you have your square tree hole dug, yep, line it with hardware cloth.
Hardware cloth or chicken wire of the smaller hole type. The next thing is getting shade for your trees. And there's two really important pieces of this. There's overhead shade, and overhead shade I call paid for. So you're putting up a shade sale or something for the first year or two, or planting shade. So planting shade on the west side of your trees so that they get afternoon shade. That's one way of doing it. The other thing is growing a ground cover shade. And I had this amazing epiphany about 5 years ago. I was in the front yard with one of those, you know, those guns that you point at the ground, temperature guns.
Mm-hmm.
You point at the ground, and I pointed it at the ground here at the Urban Farm in the afternoon in August. It was 140 degrees at ground level. It was 120 degrees 6 inches under. That is enough to kill your trees. So just like we want to plant trees for shade on the west side of our house, if we plant a ground cover on in the basins of our trees, it's going to shade the ground. And what I found was on that same day when it was 140 degrees at ground level, underneath the sweet potatoes and the cowpeas growing in my front yard, it was 89 degrees.
And you just answered my question. What is an edible ground cover for?
Yep.
That you could use for it?
Cowpeas we give away free at the nursery this time of year. So you can see us at the nursery. And if you're buying trees from us, I always give you lots of those. It is a bean. It's kind of edible, but it's a nitrogen fixer. And it grows very nicely and covers the ground. And then sweet potatoes, just go to the grocery store, buy an organic sweet potato, stick it in the ground in February or March, and you will have them forever.
Now, do you have to water those a lot, or just the natural tree water is enough?
Exactly. The same watering schedule that you have your trees on, the sweet potatoes and the cowpeas do really well on.
Stacking functions.
There you, yeah, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Gary D comes up with a permaculture term.
Shoots and scores.
Woohoo!
So perfect.
Stacking functions, that's having one thing do multiple things. So the sweet potatoes create a ground cover, they cool the ground, and they provide something for us to eat. So,
well, and I'm really excited for this next segment, because from our last broadcast, you said you had this new magic thing you found that is kind of a cure-all. And we've actually, we've got the, is it the founder, the inventor, the propagator of this brand new, another three-point shot for horticulture.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have Anthony from High Creations on next segment.
Well, looking forward to it. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. Time for bottom of the hour news break. We'll be back talking
foliar feeding, yes.